Hey, it's me, Raj Badin here, and I've got a special guest who joins me live. Now, as you know, we are paying tribute to one of Star Plus's loved shows, most loved shows. It is Yerishte Pyarke, which comes to an end tomorrow night, which is going to be quite an emotional affair for not just the viewers, but also for everyone concerned with the show. And I've got one of the lead actors from the show who joins me live here on Subrush Radio, the absolutely gorgeous, the curly lady herself, curly-haired lady. It is Kaveri Priyam who joins me here. Kaveri, how are you doing?
Thank you so much for such a warm welcome, Raj. First of all, thank you so much. And I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Kaveri, I am doing well under these circumstances. But it's good to finally connect with you because I know it's been some time that we've been speaking about getting an interview done. So, you know, it's finally happening today.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very emotional moment right now. Tomorrow is the last day of the shoot. The shoot is already over, but the show is going to air for the last time tomorrow, and we all are quite emotional about it.
Kaveri, you must have seen the amount of noise on social media with trends after trends. I mean, so many people are upset with the way things are. I mean, if you're feeling like that, imagine what's going through, you know, with the fans, because they are completely like broken that the show's coming to a, you know, to an end tomorrow. I mean, you know, what would you say to all the fans?
Thank you so much for loving us all so much and sharing your love. But, you know, every good thing has to come to an end someday. And I know it is quite abrupt, and the time we have spent with you guys and you guys have spent with us, it's just amazing. And I would like you guys to remember those times, remember those wonderful scenes, remember our characters, and move on. And I just hope that very soon part two of the show might gonna release. So I am keeping my fingers crossed and waiting for that day. So let's see.
So Kaveri, we'll come to part two in a minute. I want to talk to you about the announcement. I mean, the announcement was quite abrupt. I know that the team got to find out, and a few hours later the press got to find out that this show's coming to an end. How did you find out? Where were you when you found out, and how was your reaction like?
It was very abrupt for us as well, and we had no idea this was going to come up. And all of a sudden Rajan sir came on our set, and we were all getting ready for our next scene, and we were called on the set, and we were expecting some normal news, like normal hi, hello, and you know, normal welcome, and normally when sir comes and greets us all. But all of a sudden when he broke this news, and we all were in shock, and I was literally in tears, and couldn't hold my emotions back, and I just went to my room and I cried so much. Because obviously we were not expecting this to happen with such a big and grand show, and that is loved by so many people, and especially on Twitter, people after that went crazy, and all the trends were following, and I was still hoping that things would work out, but I mean, that decision was final and it was already taken, so we couldn't do anything, but I was really heartbroken.
You said something about part two. I mean, has there been talk? I mean, within the kind of reins of Yerishte, the team, have they been talking about like a sequel to Yerishte?
I don't have any confirmed news about it. I have also heard it from somewhere, and something is coming up, but I don't know exactly what. But let's see.
Wow!
If it's part two or something new, I have no idea.
Oh, interesting. How much do you know? I mean, like, is it the producers that have told you that something could be coming up, or is it the actors that are talking about it?
No. As I said, I've just heard this news from somewhere. Some news, I guess, I read somewhere a couple of days back.
Right.
But the source is not clear, so yeah, I would not like to make a proper comment on that.
Okay. Kaveri, let's talk about Guhu. I mean, we know that how much everyone loved Guhu, even though you had that kind of negative kind of shade to the character. Uh-huh. First of all, how much did you love playing a character with that kind of negative or that grey shade?
Yeah, it was lovely. The day I signed my show, you know, I was told that I had to play a girl who could be playing negative shade in the near future. And I was asked if I was okay with it. I said, okay, absolutely fine. Because as an actor, I get to play so many shades, positive, negative, grey, you know, sometimes completely different. So for an actor, it's a treat. You know, to, you know, change your character every now and then. And you never know what next is being written for you. mm-hmm. you know, in the next episode, next scene. So for me, it was a challenge every day. And I need to build my character in such a way that even if one day she turns out to be negative, she doesn't look, it doesn't look very abrupt.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had to really work on that. And as an actor, I am really glad that I got to play Kuhu, because Kuhu, I love Kuhu actually. I was in love with her, I must tell you, because from the very first day when I got to know her attire and how funky and how energetic she is as a girl, and how she takes life so spontaneously, and she speaks her mind, and she never holds herself back from anything. And although she is mature, but she's very child at heart. So there's so many traits to Kuhu that I loved performing, mm-hmm. and people loved her equally. And so I really loved it.
They certainly did.
Even the grey shade, it was so much fun, because every time the grey shade used to come up, I in my back of my head as a performer, I used to think, now how am I going to play this? Like, you know, the different ways, completely negative or somewhere in a bit, or you know, playing good bad. So even for me it was a surprise, you know.
Oh.
When I what am I going to bring on the plate this time?
Yeah, I mean, the kind of love you get anyway as an actor is just unprecedented. But to play a negative character, you always have to have some kind of reaction from the audience as well. So did you get any kind of adverse reaction from audience, from viewers?
See, that those reactions are bound to be received by me or any other actors playing a negative shade. But you know, as an actor, not getting influenced by those negative comments, but you know, rather than taking them in your stride, that you know, I am creating that kind of impact through which people are actually perceiving Kuhu as to be, you know, a very real character. So I felt nice, and obviously, and also as an actor, I did not pay much attention to those negative comments.
Yeah.
I tried to ignore them at times and focus on my work, because I did not want those comments to affect my work.
We know that how much you were a part of the lead cast, but we always knew that Shahir and Ria were the kind of center stage of the show. what would you say about playing kind of a second lead in the show?
See, I feel that leads are very important and they're the face of the show, but the entire show is run by everyone, because a show would be incomplete without their, you know, characters, other characters, not just parallelly, but other characters, be it Nanu, be it Nidhi Mami, because they all add their own flavor to the show. So a show is made by not just romance, but by other factors as well. They need some other masalas, you know, in our Hindi language, uh-huh. Masala is very important. So we all are equally important, I feel. And I never had any reservation playing second character, because this was my very first show. Rajan sir was giving me a break, and the character was lovely. She was good, she was bad, she had different shades. So I, as an actor, for me it was a treat to play Kuhu, and I did not have any sort of reservation playing Kuhu or parallel lead or second.
Oh, okay.
But in future, obviously, I want to play lead role. But as of now, from the start of my career, this role was very, very good and very meaty, and I loved performing it.
Gaviria, do you want to ask you also about the scenes? What was your most memorable scene when you were shooting? I mean, is there a particular moment of Kuhu that stands out for you?
Every scene, actually, every scene, especially in the beginning of the show when she was full of energy, and her weird dialogues. I mean, I remember sometimes, you know, I used to watch my show and I used to laugh at my own dialogue. So, each and every scene was good, and I love performing them. But the most hilarious scene was when I guess I was drunk at the time of Holi when I first met Kunal, and then also when I was drunk at the time when I felt Kunal doesn't love me and he won't come, and I wanted to, and I just went on top of the building and I was drinking abruptly. So I think those two scenes, I enjoyed performing it. And apart from that, also a lot of emotional scenes with Kunal, with Abir, with Mishti, with mom. Everybody, actually. No. All the scenes, I can't name one. It's very difficult for me.
Kaveri, it's always interesting to know about the kind of memorable scenes, but what about the scenes that maybe didn't work so well? Was there a particular moment in the show that you probably thought, oh, I could have done better, or maybe this scene didn't really work that well with the viewers, maybe I should have done this better? Was there any kind of moments like that you had in the show?
Yeah, as an actor, always, we all have such kind of moments where we see ourselves on screen and we see, this I could have done it in a different way, that I could have done it in a different way. And with me, I'm very critical about my work. I've always been. So for me, every scene is not up to my mark. So not just one scene, but every scene. I'm very critical about my work.
Oh. Okay, and I also want to ask you, if the show was to carry on and if you were the producer, what would you have done with Guhu's character? I mean, what would you have done if the show had carried on now?
Okay, I think I would have made Kunal beg for Guhu, and I would have created some sort of love triangle, maybe. Guhu, you know, trying, or actually falling in love with someone else, and Kunal getting jealous, and how, and whatever he does to get Guhu back. Maybe that was one of the tracks which I was expecting.
I do also want to ask you about Ritvik. We know that, you know, you had a great rapport with Ritvik, and you know, there's a lot of fans that were disappointed that he had left the show. Do you think that at any particular moment you feel that he would have been able to done something different with you on screen that maybe, you know, you couldn't do with the other actors?
I think all of them are great. Even even Kunal, the next Kunal who came, he was also very good, and he caught up really well with the character and everything. So I think we all the characters did great justice to their roles, and obviously with different actor, it has to be like the rapport is different, so the chemistry is different, so obviously what comes out on screen is different. With Ritvik, he is actually a completely opposite character in real life also to what I am in real life, like what Kaveri is in real life. And if I see the next Kunal, Avinash, so he is exactly like me in real life. So obviously, so after Ritvik left and the new Kunal came, which is Avinash, so the energy level used to be really high on set, and we used to tell him to tone down his energy the difference is there between the character of Kunal and Kuhu. So, but that's the fun of, you know, different actor bringing different their own taste of flavor,
of course,
to a character.
I agree completely. And I do want to say also to all the Avinash fans that we do love Avinash as Kunal. We did. So there was nothing ever, any competition between any actors. Can I also say, there's some of the random questions I want to ask you before we sign off the interview. There's fans that want to know your favorite street food. What do you like enjoying when it comes to quick bites?
I love dahi vada. I love golgappas. I love, I think dahi bhalla. Anything related to dahi.
That's nice.
Good. Yeah. I love that.
Nice. A little bit khatta as well, isn't it?
Khatta, yeah. Pani puri, golgappas are really khatta.
Yeah.
So I love that.
There's also, we know that a little birdie's told me that your birthday's coming up on the 22nd of October as well. What's your plans? Yeah. What are you doing?
Right now, I want to meet all my co-actors again. I want to reunite them again on the eve of my birthday. So I think I'm going to meet them all. I don't know if I'm going to throw a party or something, but I'm definitely going to meet them all.
And there's a question from Sonia. She's saying, you know, we saw so many different shades of Guhu. Which particular did you enjoy the most? Was it the more comic, the emotional, the intense moments? You know, what kind of stood out for you?
For me, I think comic and emotional. She was emotional, and her dialogues used to be comic. So that was something which is completely opposite to each other. And it was at times difficult for me to say such dialogues in an emotional scene, and then also, hold on to my emotions and not try to laugh. So I think, yeah, those times I'm going to miss, and I think comic and emotional scenes are my favorite.
Oh. And Kaveri, there's a question also about the mentor on sets. Was there a particular person that you learned the most from when you were shooting?
Yes, of course. First of all, my director, whatever, he made who she was. Actually, he guided me so much from right from the very beginning. Secondly, Shahir, he is always so, encouraging. And I was saying, first of all, my director, who guided me right from the very beginning. And second of all, Shahir, because whatever scenes we had, we always used to discuss. And even with Kunal, and even with Ria, actually, it's actually with everyone. All my co-actors were so experienced, and they were doing such good work. They have such good body of work which they have done already, that I had so much to learn, and I have learned a lot. And especially Shahir, I would like to mention, because from the very very beginning he was very encouraging. And also, whatever doubts I used to have, I used to go up to him, and I used to clear, and he used to tell me, "Ki, you can do this, like this scene like this," and then we used to discuss, and then we used to come on the set and perform those scenes. So I would like to mention Shahir's name specifically.
I agree. I think, you know what, he's a right gentleman and a pure soul, which is that Shahir sums him up. I do also, I mean, like you mentioned earlier on, Kaveri, I mean, it's going to be quite an end to an emotional end to the show tomorrow night. Where are you watching the last episode, and what are you going to be doing? Are you watching the last episode, or are you going to be out?
Of course, I am going to watch last episode, and I have been watching all my episodes lately. Yesterday, hospital scenes, it made me emotional too, and I remember I had tears in my eyes because yesterday the scenes were very emotional, and it was a kind of redemption scene for Kuhu. So I'm watching all the scenes, and it's definitely going to be very emotional to watch myself and everyone, and the bond between Kuhu and everyone else on screen for the last time. But then Hotstar is always there. I can go back to all my episodes and watch them again. So I'm thankful to Hotstar.
Kaveri, I just want to say thank you so much. I mean, have you decided what you're going to do next, or are you still looking at scripts and working on projects?
It's very, a lot of things are coming up, and I'm going to take up anything very wisely now, and choose very wisely. So I'm taking my own time, but don't worry, guys. You guys are going to see me very soon.
Okay. Have you got a final message for all your fans, especially your international fans that love you?
Thank you so much for all your love. You guys have made Koo, actually, you have filled colors to her. And thank you for loving this gray shade, this bubbly, naughty girl so much. I will be forever grateful to you guys for all the love that you have showered upon me. Thank you so much.
Kaveri Priyam, it has been so good talking to you. Thank you so much. And can I also wish you a happy birthday in advance as well? Have yourself a good
thank
one.
Thank you so much.
And all the best with whatever you do later on. And let's keep in touch about any other future projects you've got.
Sure, Raj. Sure.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for connecting with me.
Bye. Bye.